Hey, you found another one. Here's another show that's part of the Geek Speak Podcast Network.
This episode of the Deep Cave Podcast is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Deep Cave Podcast. More than 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Hey, nerds. We understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Welcome to a new edition of the Geek Cave Podcast. I'm Darren.
Fan my fanny, it's our 50th episode.
Woo!
I'm Chad.
And joining us via Skype is the honorary Geek Cave woman, Michelle Quillen. Michelle, hey.
Hey, guys.
Welcome aboard.
How I've missed you.
We've missed you too.
Happy 50th episode.
Thank you.
Can you believe it?
I don't know. I mean, we went back and looked at the archives, and it's kind of confusing even to me that we made it to 50.
Yeah.
Especially after hearing the first one.
I think that the first time I was on your 24th episode, but don't take my word for it because I've only listened to it 1,000 times.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Bless Chad, you, Chad.
Chad sneezes Thank at you. That. We're doing this live, by the way. There's no... if you mess up, too bad.
Dang it, man.
It's a new philosophy. The Geek Cave.
It's just because Darren's too lazy to edit.
Okay, that might also have something to do with it. The Geek Cave podcast brought to you by Audible.com. We'll tell you more about your chance to get a free audiobook from us, mm-hmm. as well as a 30-day free trial, and why you should sign up because we need money for food. Also, Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And Buzz Time, Great Minds Drink Alike. We have a ridiculous amount of prizes to give away.
Oh, yeah.
Any?
$330 worth of prizes.
Yeah, Chad and I raided Darren's toy closet, and there's stuff to give away.
I know. I forgot that I had some of those things. And we've been having a contest on Facebook, and we will be throughout the day, throughout the episode, we'll be awarding prizes. So we hope you're listening. If you're not, there is a statute of limitations. Whatever does not get awarded will be either given to someone else or kept by a Geek Cave staffer. So there is a little
I call
bit of
dibs on that thing over there.
Oh, that thing over there?
That thing right there.
Damn it.
Right there. There
it
is.
I wanted that thing.
I called dibs. You can't have it.
Oh, too bad.
That thing is mine.
Okay.
You can have the stuff, but the thing is mine.
Enough with the things and stuff. Comics.
Comics
are
weird. And generally made of paper.
Sometimes digital. Digital. Yeah. Sometimes. Silicon, I guess.
Sometimes, yeah. Okay, so when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, everybody had this big, oh my god, moment at the very, very, very end, in credit scene when Howard the Duck showed up.
Yeah.
Okay, yay, Howard the Duck.
I don't think that was my reaction.
You stay out of this, beard boy.
I think my reaction was, what?
Okay, whatever. People saw Howard the Duck and had some sort of reaction.
Mine was kind of a shoulder shrug.
Yeah.
I kind of guffawed.
It really comes out over radio.
Yeah.
The shoulder shrug.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. But
imagine me shrugging my shoulders. Go.
Okay. You've fair upset enough. The guest, Darren.
Fair enough. Fair
do
enough.
It better.
I will never do that particular motion
shrug
again.
Shrug harder.
Yes, coach.
Shrug like you mean it, damn it. Okay. Anyway, so, Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck, Duck Guardians of the Galaxy, it. People had reactions, blah, blah, blah. Well, after that, Marvel released the omnibus collection of Howard the Duck. Yeah. You know. Well, now Howard is getting his own series.
Oh, do tell.
Apparently, there was enough of a fan base, likable reaction that he's getting his own series again after 20-some odd years, 20-25 years. Go Duckman. I don't know.
Duckman's a different character entirely.
Yeah. Here's kind of the tagline. He's angry, exasperated, and he's had it up to here to picture where I'm holding my hand.
He's holding his hand above his head, folks.
He's had it up to here with the world around him, but he's trapped there. Nothing he can do about it.
He shot an arrow straight to her heart.
Yeah. He's trying. He's living in this world. He's going on as a private detective, trying to make a living.
Living in a gangster's paradise.
Yeah. And it comes out.
How many of these songs are you going to reference over the
course? As many as it takes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Carry on.
So if you're a fan of Howard the Duck, it's coming out March 4th of next year.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Yep. There you go.
So three songs.
Carry on.
Yeah. My Wayward Son. See, I can do it too, Darren.
So?
I cannot. I don't listen to music.
I don't listen to the hippity hop.
Everything on my iPod is the Geek Cave.
That's a good problem to have.
Sometimes.
It means I'm
unless you're listening to the first episode.
Yeah.
Listen to the first episode, and I'm very sorry. But thank you for sticking around.
Now, that interview about Beatles Rock Band, that was phenomenal. But the rest of it was good. And we almost made Rachel spit out her soda.
Yeah, we have a special.
It's a good day.
We have a special guest in the cave. She does not have a microphone, which means we pretty much get to say whatever we want and hope for the best.
Yeah.
So,
Rachel, say hi to the world.
Good job, Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Great input.
Super lurker.
Super lurker. Yes. Achievement unlocked.
So, who knows who Jack Kirby is?
Oh, he's that guy that Stan Lee screwed over.
That would be a good...
Allegedly.
That's a good definition. Allegedly screwed over. Well, finally, in the year 2014...
You had to look.
No, just...
25.
Yeah. No, Jack Kirby is finally getting credit on the Marvel Comics for the characters that he created. At the bottom, it will say created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Yeah.
So we're talking... All new X-Men, Fantastic Four, Inhumans.
He still doesn't get paid for them.
Well, his estate doesn't.
Yeah. But at least gets...
He gets credit. He gets the credit, and that's something that's been lacking for decades.
One of the few things that DC did better than Marvel.
This is true.
Because he got credit for Darkseid and the New Gods and all that stuff.
Yeah. DC is generally good about giving credit where credit is due to the legends. You know, the new guys on staff...
Littlefinger!
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rescind my compliment to DC Comics.
Wow.
The first Batman sketch looked like Alan Scott with bat wings.
Yeah.
So Bill Finger is actually the reason Batman looks the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
So we have him to blame.
Sure.
If you want to call it that, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it's become an industry phrase where if someone feels they're getting screwed over, they feel they're getting fingered. And I know that sounds a lot dirtier than it is intended, but it's because of Bill Finger.
Well, I'm sure in some respect they are getting fingered because the industry tends to...
Anyway.
Chad's not even making eye contact anymore.
You believe we've been doing this 50 times now? At the very least.
I've been here 41 times.
Oh, you have. That's right. That's Chad true. Was a late addition to the roster.
Those were dark days, those first 9 episodes.
Yeah, once we talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger and went into Ultimate Warrior impersonation mode, we figured we have to add a third person.
We have to add a third person to balance out everything.
We need someone to
else.
Make sure that we just don't go full retard. So.
Never go. Never go full retard.
Well played.
Yeah.
Well played. What else you got?
Oh. So.
That's a horrible word. We should come up with another word.
You should never go full Darren.
Slow adult.
Slow adult.
We should never go Chad.
We should never go the full Chad. Never go the full Monty.
There we go.
There you go.
Got it. Wait. Unless you're Michelle.
Whoa.
Well, you did tell us that you would do anything for the podcast.
I would. I love you guys. I just want to make sure that you're happy. Are you happy?
We're happy. We're happy. Justin, behave.
All right.
Anyway, moving on.
So,
Disney. Okay, Disney owns Star Wars.
Yes.
Disney owns Marvel.
Yes.
Marvel now has the rights to make Star Wars comics.
Yes.
So guess who's coming back to the Star Wars comics?
Freaking Darth Vader.
No.
Hmm. Whom?
Jackson. J-A-X-X-O-N.
Who?
He's a rabbit. He's a green rabbit.
Does anybody know what the hell he's talking about?
I'm sure Rachel does.
Rachel, do you care to weigh in on this? No, she has no idea. She's shaking her head vigorously.
Oh, yes, you do. Really?
Who the hell is Jackson?
By the power of Google image search.
Yes.
And Wikipedia.
Okay, so it's like a 6-foot tall Bucky O'Hare.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And green.
Bucky O'Hare was green.
Oh, sorry. I was, for some reason, in another universe.
In the Star Wars universe, to be
yeah,
precise.
I think he's kind of one of those characters that people don't really talk about. It's kind of, they did it, and then, okay.
That's better than Jar Jar.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah. But the cover for the new Star Wars comic has all of the main characters, Luke, Leia, Han, Chewie, Vader, standing behind.
Han. Huh? Luke, Leia, Han.
Leia, Han. Oh. Luke, comma, Leia, comma, Han, comma.
Punctuation is important.
The Oxford comma, very important.
Yes. Standing behind a door with Jackson standing there. I can hear you breathing. Pounding on the other side.
Is that a variant version? Or is
possibly.
That, okay, because if that is like the actual cover, then it's a must buy.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's a variant.
It's still a must buy.
But he's a green alien that looks like a bunny. So,
okay. All right.
Yeah, there you go. He's coming back.
Fair enough.
Star Wars 1. It's a thing.
Yep. So is he a bunny or an alien?
He's an alien bunny. He's an alien that happens to look like a bunny.
Watch the ears.
Well, I guess if you really think about it, isn't everything in Star Wars an alien?
This is true.
Yeah. And it also happened a long time ago.
So. Been pretty far away from what I think.
What if
It'd take you 2 days to drive
what
there.
What if those aren't rabbit ears? What if they're like some other organs? You know?
Oh, my.
Michelle knows what you're talking about.
Michelle's picking up what I'm putting down, yeah.
You mean antennae?
Yeah, sure, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Antennae, that was what I meant.
He's actually a snail.
He's actually a snail. Oh. Next.
So if you've been following the TMNT series by IDW Publishing.
Very good.
Very good series. There's a section of other mutated animals in there. It's not just the turtles. There's
like a whole U.S. Acres.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Okay.
Just about. I mean, there's a cat, there's a bird, there's a fox. It's getting kind of weird. But
just now.
They call themselves the Mutanimals.
It's just now getting weird.
Yeah, just now getting weird, yeah.
Okay, listening.
Getting their own series. Yeah, Herman the Hermit Crab, Pigeon Pete, Slash the Snapping Turtle.
Sure.
He's one of them.
Sure.
Not the Guns N' Roses guitar player, because that would be awesome.
Okay.
All right. They're getting their own series coming in December, I think. Their own little mini-series. So if you're a fan of the Turtle series, look for that.
Okay.
And finally, when I say the first Batmobile... What do you think of? The first live action physically you can touch it Batmobile.
I think the 60s one. I think the ones on the 60s show.
Yeah.
Well, you would mostly be correct in terms of public perception. However, in 1956, DC commissioned Oldsmobile to create a Batmobile to take on tour and show.
Okay.
It's an Oldsmobile 88. And with a 326 rocket engine, it looks like this classic first run Batmobile. And it's got the same color scheme as the 66 series, black with red pen striping.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. It predates the 66 series, but it looks phenomenal. They found it.
Huh.
They finally found it. They restored it, and it's going on auction, I believe.
You would think they'd just keep track of that.
You would think, but I think it was kind of lost in a warehouse somewhere. This thing measures 17 feet, 83 inches long, took 3 years to build.
Yeah. It looks like almost bullet-shaped.
Yeah, yeah. They stripped it down, they refurbished it.
Save a photo of that, we'll put it on our
website. Yeah, we'll put a photo of this on the website. But they found it, and I think it's going up on the auction block sometime soon. So
nice. Well, I can't afford it.
No, I can't either. So although that would be cool.
I'd be afraid to drive it.
We're going to buy this and give it away.
No, we're not.
To Michelle.
Oh, okay.
I'll buy it for you, Darren.
Thank you, Michelle. Do it. Okay. That would be sweet.
So, theater of the mind, I just reached into my pocket and pulled out a bunch of lint. I'm just going to say that as a promise.
Michelle is learning about theater of the mind very well.
Yep.
Very good.
That's all I got for comics. Darren, you got anything?
I have two things. Very briefly, if you're a fan of the Smallville TV show, or if you're a fan of at least the last couple of seasons when it, you know, got good, they continued it into comic form, as you know.
Yes.
Well, that's coming to an end. They're having their own kind of crisis thing. That's
thank God. Finally move on.
Have you been reading it?
Something
at all?
Away from Superman centric. I mean, that's all DC does. Superman.
I have a feeling
I want to move on to someone else.
Sarcasm? Just a little bit?
Maybe.
Okay. No, they're doing something called Smallville Continuity. It's like a big not really a multiverse thing, but it's a big storyline. And that'll be wrapping up really shortly, so you can finally have a stopping point if you are collecting that.
Yay.
And I just wanted to bring attention to something that caught my eye. And this comes in, Chad actually made me think of this, because I know that a lot of folks nowadays, if they have a little girl, they want to make sure that the girl has positive stereotypes instead of negative ones. And a lot of times Disney princesses have been portrayed, not recently a lot, but been portrayed as kind of helpless thing. There's a comic coming out called Princeless. It focuses on three female characters. They are princesses, and they are badasses as well. It's It's by a company called Alpha Lab, which their logo is the best thing ever. Action Lab, sorry. Best thing ever. It's a Labrador strapped to a rocket.
Yeah.
January 2015 is when the book launches. They've done kind of small fits and starts for Princeless before, but now it's becoming a regular monthly series. So we've posted it on geektapepodcast.com. We think you should check it out. It's a very, very cool idea. And we've even got the pre-order number for you if you want to go to your local comic book store and pre-order it. You can tell them the number is NOV140910, and you can go ahead and get that pre-order taken care of.
Yes.
And support Princeless. So we like supporting indie comics as well as the big guys. You know, we've got Christopher Jones on every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
With Parallel Man and 01 Publishing. They sent us a message congratulating us on 50 episodes as well.
Whoop, whoop.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody. It's only not for comics, but, you know, comics are just books, basically.
Yeah. Essentially. They are bound pieces of paper.
They are bound
read.
Pieces of paper. Now, sometimes I'm in a situation where I can't read, but I still want to enjoy a book. You know what I mean?
That's because Darren doesn't know how to read.
Aw. You agreed to never talk
about
that.
Hold on. I want to hear where this is going.
So, aside from having my wife read it and shout it at me.
And she does.
And she will. I came across something called Audible.com. You guys familiar with Audible?
I'm about to be.
Yeah, it's audiobooks.
Enlighten us.
It's audiobooks, and we have partnered with them, where if you go to geektapepodcast.com, well, you'll see a little Audible link on the right-hand side of the page. If you have AdBlock, that's cool. I'm not going to tell you to turn AdBlock off. You can go to audibletrial.com/geektapepodcast. We'll give you a free 30-day trial, and you can download any audiobook you want for free. And the cool thing about it is a lot of times the authors will read the book to you so they know the context. Or in the case of an audiobook I would recommend to you, Doctor Who, The Stone Rose, David Tennant will read the story to you.
Nice.
So what you're saying is you can pay for somebody else to yell these books at you.
It's true. Although in this case, you can do it for free. Audibletrial.com/DT podcast, 30-day free trial. And if you don't want to sign up for it, you know, that's fine. As long as you try it out, that's all we ask. We do benefit a little bit from it. But if you don't want to keep the subscription, you get to keep the book you downloaded.
You know who else is good at yelling books at you?
Mm.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
His Max. Version of Go the F to Sleep is phenomenal. Oh, Chad has something.
Did you hear about the sequel to Go the F to Sleep?
You have to fucking eat.
You have to F and eat?
Yes.
Narrated by Bryan Cranston. So you can have the one who knocks telling your kids that they have to F
and eat. You know, you get to keep that audiobook,
yes.
So you can keep that memory forever. Neil Gaiman, he's done a couple as well.
Yeah,
you know?
He reads his own books, stories, stuff like that. Yeah.
So, again, that's audibletrial.com/Geek Cave Podcast. So, you know, just give it a thought. Give
is
it a
reading
thought.
Your own books kind of like a literary masturbatory thing? I only read stuff I like, and I only like stuff I write.
It depends. Oh.
I give me great pleasure.
Audible, one of the sponsors of the DK podcast. we need to...
Chad, do you have anything for comics?
No.
Yeah.
The Bryan Cranston thing is the only thing that suddenly... sparked into my mind.
We need to give some stuff away. It's our 50th episode.
Except that thing right over there.
That thing is still being given away. If it's not claimed, then it goes to you. All right,
everybody, turn off your speakers.
We don't want to give that thing away.
Okay. All right. Now, remember...
Don't worry, though. Everything we're about to give away comes with the Geek Cave highest award. It will not give you syphilis.
Right. All right. So, first prize, thank you, Shirtosaurus, for donating an Xavier Academy shirt. Now, you can be part of the Xavier Institute and tell everyone you're gifted. Just don't go around saying you're special, because that tends to be a problem for some people. Alexander Ebrahim. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Ebrahem. Congratulations, Alexander. And we have a Harley Quinn poster from Loot Crates. We had to give this to this guy because he named his daughter Harley Quinn. When you have that kind of dedication like Rick Brandon does, you deserve a reward. So, all right.
There you go.
Winners! Gaming segment
chicken
coming.
Dinners.
Gaming segment is coming up next. We got more giveaways, including what is probably the most popular item in our giveaway bundle, and we'll also have latest gaming headlines as well. DK Podcast back in a minute.
Hey, it's Darren from the Deep Cave Podcast for Shirtosaurus.com. You know why we love Shirtosaurus? Because they do so much for their fans. Right now at Shirtosaurus.com, there are giveaways, free shipping offers, and some of the hottest and most creative designs in geek culture available on t-shirts, sweatshirts, blankets, and more. Do yourself a favor and hit up Shirtosaurus.com right now and get shopping.
The Geek Cave Podcast, brought to you by Shirtosaurus.com. We dig up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. The Geek Cave, a free service of... Wait, free? Am I getting paid or not?
And welcome back to the 50th episode of the Geek Cave Podcast. You get a free car wash with this. I'm Darren.
Finger my flugelhorn. It's our 50th.
I'm Chad.
You're just not going to play along. Finger my flugelhorn. Who wants a flugelhorn? Freshly fingered. And joining us via the Deep Cave satellite, oh love, is Michelle Quillen.
Easy for you to say.
What? Oh.
Whoa.
Apparently not, but hi. Happening one day.
Happening one. All right. So. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. It is the gaming segment. Real quick, we'll start off with just a couple of short reviews, mostly because I didn't type up any notes, so I'm going to wing it. First off, Lego Batman 3. Have you played Lego Batman 2?
Yes.
Then this is that in space.
Okay.
So
I'm sold.
Did you like Lego Batman 2?
Yes.
Then you will like Lego Batman 3.
All right,
Did they fix Superman?
I'm not sure if I would call it fixing him. They just gave Batman the ability to fly as well, thanks to a spacesuit. So.
Unstoppable.
He also has.
He's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex with grippy arms now.
Yeah. He also has an analog to Superman's heat vision, where he fires a laser from his spacesuit. Basically, they made Batman Superman.
Of course. And he can breathe in space.
It was a natural progression, really.
Justice dawned on that one.
Yeah. He can breathe in space also, so that's.
They do work that joke in really early on.
Yes.
Adam West is in the game.
Yep.
Voices himself. It is phenomenal. The Grey Ghost is in the game, of all characters.
Also voiced by Adam West.
Also voiced by Adam West. The worst part is Conan O'Brien.
That's the worst?
It's the worst part, because his jokes are incredibly lame. I don't know if they wrote his material for him.
Probably.
It's just...
I generally enjoy Conan O'Brien.
It is the one low spot in an otherwise enjoyable romp. And, luckily, it's one of two games that launched recently that don't have any problems.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I'll get into that in
a minute. Modern video gaming, you know, world? What problems could there possibly be? We have easy ways to fix these things.
I mean, it's not like cartridge-based games where, you know, you had to keep continually blow them to get them to work.
Well, yeah. I will get into that in a moment. I'm sticking with what I'm talking about.
You didn't write anything down. There is no script to follow.
That is fair. I do have an outline.
An outline? Really?
Yes.
Oh, where in it does it say rant?
Bait harder,
at
Chad.
At the end. Bait harder.
Bait harder.
You're not a master at this
all. Hold on. Let me try a jig next.
A jig?
Well, the lures weren't working. Here, Darren.
Oh, fishing humor. Really? All right. Dragon Age Inquisition is a thing that has been released. And if you liked the first two Dragon Age games, well, I take it back. If you liked the first Dragon Age game, then it was a good time.
Never played it.
The second one was more of an action-y type game, and a lot of RPG fans were upset. The first Dragon Age was more of an RPG. This one kind of
I don't
marries,
like RPGs, that's why I didn't play it.
This one kind of marries the two. The storyline, really good. 90 hours of gameplay. So you get your money's worth.
How long did you have to wait for the patch to download?
I didn't, actually.
What do you mean you didn't?
I didn't.
He didn't download it.
Patch.
I didn't.
He didn't download it.
No. I got it through EA's Access program on the Xbox One.
Okay.
So I think the patch was in. It's basically it allows you to try out new games 6 days early, so you can download the full game earlier. And you get a discount, kind of like PlayStation Plus. I guess it came with the patch. I don't know, because I didn't notice a patch installing.
Hmm.
Is this the kind of patch you would, you know, sew onto your backpack when you hike across Europe? Or?
Sure. Let's deal with that.
I'm confused.
I ran out of fishing jokes, so I'm moving on.
I'm just confused because, you know, he got a new game.
Yeah.
But he's saying that he didn't have to patch it.
Yeah, that is...
And so I don't understand.
I didn't have to patch Lego Batman 3 either.
It's because it's Batman.
Batman never ships broken.
Good point.
Unless it's the, what was the fake third one?
Yeah. The one.
There's Arkham
Asylum.
Arkham
City.
You're talking
the
Arkham
one
Origins.
We shall not name.
Arkham Origins.
And then Arkham Knight. I said we shall not name it.
Well.
Way to go, Darren.
I'm just saying.
Way to go. You know, we're supposed to be a team, and here you are. You're undermining your comic guy.
You know, we support you in your... decision to not say Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice.
We mock you for it.
We mock you for it, but story. We support you in it. Why can't you support me in this?
I apologize.
Are mommy and daddy fighting?
Yes, it doesn't mean we don't love you, Michelle.
Wait, which one of us really? Is mommy?
Not it.
Let me turn this car around.
Okay. Everyone except our in-studio guests put their fingers on their nose, which means Rachel is the mommy now. So... I'm not so sure how she feels about that. It's one of the reasons we didn't give her a microphone. Chad, I believe you're referring...
Rachel, I think Darren needs changing. Go.
In a minute!
Oh, my God.
I'm doing radio! On the internet!
I will teach you how to diaper.
And how many people is it going to take?
Well, when you start kicking your feet, it kind of...
So, yeah, I'm referring to all these wonderful games we're getting that, you know, seem to be shipping with, we'll call it a big caveat emptor stamped on the front of the box.
They're shipping broken is what you mean, right?
I'm saying buyer beware.
Buyer beware. Yeah.
And since gamers and gaming is nowhere near any form of unified front, it's not like we can say caveat venditor.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd know what it means.
I can't even say that anyway.
Caveat venditor means let the seller beware.
Seller beware. But yeah, Chad's referring to a rant I did on our, not really partner, our friends.
You did a rant?
Nexus.
No.
Yes.
He's got the right stuff for a right rant.
Oh.
Yes. For the Nicholson the Blog reference. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh.
I just love you guys officially more now.
But no,
you're welcome.
A certain number of games have recently shipped with some.
How many is a certain number?
More than a couple.
How many is more than a couple? A couple, you know, if you assume that a couple is, say, two.
Yeah.
Then are we talking about a few? Or are we talking about more than a few? Because if it's more than a few, then you really ought to specify a number.
See, here's the thing. I can't really keep count because this has been going on for a while.
Well, yes, but there's something had to have broken the Darren's back, so to speak.
Back. I think that was Ubisoft. I think they broke my back. With a couple of big high-profile releases, Far Cry 4 and Assassin's Creed Unity. Now, to their credit, they have been fixing Unity since it came out. But, you know, Tom ranted about this on the Deep Man Cave as well. Episode 3, if you care to go back and listen. But it's just, you know, developers seem to be taking this approach, and I know this isn't true of all of them. They seem to be taking this approach of, as long as we get it out the door, we can fix it later. And it's true, they can, with patches and so on and so forth. But when you've got glitches where people's faces disappear and all that's left is a floating wig, eyes, and teeth.
Then you're on an acid trip.
Which is nightmarish.
Nightmares.
See, really, they could have fixed that by just saying, oh no, the Animus is glitching and, you know, moved on with it and made it part of the game. When you've got bugs where people who buy the newest wrestling game, WWE 2K15, people would
who
pay
plays
like a,
those games.
Well, I do for one, but people would pay like $100 for like the special Hulkamania
I think I've lost
edition.
A little bit of respect for you.
That's fine.
just a little.
They would pay these exorbitant amounts for like the deluxe bundle or whatever, and the DLC wouldn't work. Some people are stuck in demo mode where you only get 6 characters to choose from and 1 match type. That's something that really should have been fixed before it got sent out the door. Really. Far Cry 4, where you can't even... I think they're in the process of fixing it, but you can't even load it up on your PS3. It just won't start.
You know, I kind of want to know what is the actual percentage of people having these problems versus how many people are posting them on the internet.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Fair
because
point.
Because if every single person that is having just a flawless time with the game is not posting on the internet...
True.
And
it's
every
whole...
person that is having a problem, because now it's kind of in vogue to complain about it, but also to show it,
yeah,
because it's easy to show, is posting, then we have a very skewed result where that, what might be half of 1% now looks like...
That is possible, but, you know, I mean, judging from just pages upon pages of forum posts from unique, you know, certain users, it just makes it seem like it's widespread, at least. I mean, 1% of a couple million people is...
Oh, I'm not saying that it's...
Right.
I'm saying that comparatively,
yeah,
we not may not be looking at as big a problem as
that's a fair
kind
assessment.
Of the internet media would have us.
That's a fair assessment. Also, Halo the Master Chief Collection multiplayer matchmaking didn't work. That's kind of important
for anyone.
Not for anyone playing the first game.
Wow,
that's kind of important.
Halo multiplayer didn't work.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
But how can excuse I teabag you?
Excuse me for just a second. Oh.
Same thing with Call of Duty. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare had a number of multiplayer problems. In fact, there was one problem that was pretty widespread where people with really sturdy connections just started lagging. And that doesn't sound like a big problem, but when, you know, a millisecond difference means you live or die, then, you know.
Your character lives
dies. Yes. Look, it's a gaming segment. I know this isn't important as far as real life goes, but, you know. I think the developers
besides Darren, seriously, who's playing Call of Duty for the multiplayer?
Not me.
You don't play it at all.
I mean,
don't change the subject.
there is a story mode to these that is very deep, rich. It engages its own mythology.
I wish we were a video podcast. You'd just see the word sarcasm flashing beneath Chad's head.
I don't sarcasm.
He doesn't.
Never. Never, never.
He's genetically modified to not sarcasm.
But, you know, it's
he has a beard. He's not allowed to sarcasm.
But we can blame the developers. But really, it's kind of the public's fault for being willing to rush out and buy stuff without waiting for reviews.
Hey, look who's blaming the victim.
Sure, blame Michelle.
I'm not blaming Michelle.
I hate you guys.
Hey, no, it's
great.
Darren.
Great.
It's Darren.
I gotta say, New Kids on the Block reference from Justin and Chad.
Yeah, come on.
Wait a minute. I didn't catch you in on that.
He set it up, I knocked it out. It's
fine.
We work as a team, and you're just kind of here.
Aw, I was just saying.
Hey, you go around blaming the victims, you get what's coming.
What?
And it's your fault.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what's going on.
Well done.
I don't know either, actually. I feel...
Well, Darren is,
I'm under
is
some
blaming
kind of...
the people who buy the games, the victims.
Well, no, I'm blaming
poor game development.
I'm blaming both sides because developers will keep doing this as long as they know people will rush out and buy it on day one.
Well, but as I'm pretty sure we discussed at an off taping point, it becomes the circular argument: if you don't buy on day one, then they stop making games completely.
Right.
And or they don't know that they need to fix something.
Well, if they tested it thoroughly, then they would know they need to fix something. And test it in a real-world environment, not just in a perfect environment where everyone's land up and all that stuff. You know,
I don't disagree with that. I think that your servers absolutely ought to be stressed before the launch.
Right. You guys are stressing me out right now.
I think I interrupted you, Michelle. Did you have something that you were going to...
No, I'm still trying to be funny, so...
Oh.
All right.
Keep trying.
That's what I try to do every time.
Hey, you're the funny one. Someone told
Supposedly.
Me.
Supposedly.
Someone told me so. All right,
Justin. I think you're funny.
Okay. Thank you, Chad.
Well, you're welcome. I'm going to crawl out from underneath the bus. What do you guys have?
I got shit.
Well, I'd actually like to piggyback on your rant just a bit.
Go for it.
I think that when we look at games as they become, I think that... gaming still has a lot of growing up to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying still very hard to be movies. And I think the most successful the video game series have stopped trying to be movies and have tried to be games. But really, when I was playing Assassin's Creed Black Flag, and what is the premise of that is you're playing this character to... Yeah, throughout the entire game, practically, you're being told, oh, you're learning this character so that you can... make an interactive movie out of them.
Right.
As it's like a game in a game in a game. Once they stop trying to make a Hollywood experience and start making a gaming experience, I think that the things will settle down a little bit more because then they won't have... I think it'll be easier to create a game than to try to make a game/movie.
That's a good point. You know, jumping onto slightly onto movies, Netflix just added something, Video Games the Movie, produced by and directed by Zach Braff. And that is a point that they made, how it becomes a lot more cinematic now. And, you know, there's nothing like just going back, popping a game in your Super Nintendo after you blow on the cartridge about a half dozen times. And then, you know, just sitting back and enjoying a game. And I guess it kind of ties into the whole controversy going on with a group that won't be named on this podcast, because we've already named them once, and that is enough. People take these things way too seriously.
Well, anything that gives somebody a sense of purpose or anything that gives people a sense of belonging,
right,
is very easy to get really passionate about.
Yeah, I don't
and
doubt
the
that. Yeah,
community is able to do that in a way that a lot of other formats can't.
Oh yeah, it's one of the reasons that I'm such a staunch supporter of the community is because. You can't get the kind of interactivity you would get from a movie or a TV show. You can't get that with those that you can get with games. Movies are like a lean-back experience. Games are a lean-forward.
Reading's more of a lean-on-your-side.
Yeah. Well, get comfortable. Reading probably is the closest to video games in that when you put the book down or you put the controller down, it stops. It doesn't go on without you.
Whereas, except you never need to patch a book. When they publish that shit, it works.
All right. And we've come full circle.
Sometimes the cover falls apart and you got to put some tape on it. But
is that technically patching?
That's from your own use, yes. But the content still works.
I would say that that's no different than having to blow into the cartridge.
It's true.
All right. Good talk. Michelle, what you got?
Oh my God, guys. Jackpot trivia is coming.
What? Ooh. Tell us more.
He said enthusiastically.
Okay, yeah, I can't say too much about it, but it's totally revolutionary.
Now, this is a buzz time game.
It is a buzz time game, but no, it's completely different than general knowledge-based trivia. We're integrating strategy. Yes, we are. Buzz time is going RTS.
Oh, God.
So say you're given a set of tokens and a bunch of categories on which you can place these tokens on that determine which kind of trivia category you're going to be answering. So say you have four. You want to put them on comics, movies, games, books, patches. there's a random shuffle kind of draft, and your chosen category may or may not end up in the round, but just... That's just one way to gain an advantage over your friends who might have voted on a category of, say, mountains or something. If you know more about your stuff than they do about
always
that.
Always Kilimanjaro.
Nice.
So, yeah, you can continue from there to use the tokens to hedge your answers. And there are boosts, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They have lifelines. We have boosts in the game, and it's just a new way of playing trivia. It's very, very cool.
Very nice.
Come soon.
Awesome.
Yes.
Now, we were talking a little bit before the segment about trivia thing you're working on where people are being asked to, like, answer survey questions, and that's helping to build a game?
Yes. I'm asking everyone to help us build games because we have one called Opinionation, and it is a live hosted game in your bar or restaurant. And if you go to NTN Buzz Time on Facebook, you will get reminders to take a survey, which is very anonymous, and you don't have to enter any information, but it only takes your opinions, and it ends up being part of the outcome of this game. It's a polling game, so basically people try to guess the number one answer to whatever question we're asking, and that's where we need your opinions. So take a look at that page and like it.
And you do want us to be honest on those, right? Or does it matter?
Yes, we want you to be honest, but usually, okay. Since I edit the questions, I make it very easy to be very brash and crude. So you'll
nice.
I've noticed.
Very user-friendly, and take the survey, and basically you're helping us build it by giving us your opinion. So.
Hear that? I'm helping.
Yeah, for that. Mason, live.
Nice.
Do you have my Sunday voice? That's all right. All I got.
Awesome. And those are, you can find out more at BuzzTime Facebook page, buzztime.com too, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Well, very good indeed. All right. Anybody else have anything else?
Nah, I'm good.
No, I think we got some stuff to give away,
don't we? We do have some prizes to give away.
Are any of them any good this time?
What's that supposed to mean?
What you got there, like there's a Zelda blanket, apparently.
Zelda blanket, yes. That is like the most popular item in our pile, thanks to Shirtosaurus. And the winner of that...
No. Remember, we're not giving that away.
So no, we...
We can give this away.
The winner of the Zelda blankets.
That wasn't that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, but he said the winner of that.
I wasn't pointing. You're not giving that away.
I wasn't pointing at that.
You can give away the Zelda blanket.
Yeah, that's
but
a this.
Not that.
That's stuff.
That over there.
Oh,
no.
My gosh. Okay. Alexis Stuckert. Congratulations. You won the Zelda blanket.
Yay.
Which is not that.
Good.
That.
No.
Is going to...
stay in the pile.
That is going to be given away in the third segment. And if someone doesn't claim that, then Justin gets that. We know the rules, guys. All
right? Just move on.
like family and friends aren't eligible kind of thing where it's a contest that you are putting on so the members of the Geek Cave can't have anything?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not unless it goes unclaimed, and then it becomes a pretty much, you know, Hail Mary.
Member of the Geek Cave, so does that mean I can get something?
You have our love and admiration.
Thank you.
She's secretly thinking, damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Transformers War for Cybertron. It's a gift from Activision. It is a PC version of the game. And that is going to Hunter Angeny. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right. A-N-G-E-N-Y. Congratulations, Hunter. We've got two Assassin's Creed games. First, Black Flag, otherwise known as Assassin's Creed Pirate of Adventures. That goes to Zane Russell Stewart. And that
you're
is
pronouncing
for,
that right.
And that is the Xbox One version. We will send you a code, Zane. And Zoe Gardner, when you entered the contest, you said you wanted to play Unity. So guess what? You get Assassin's Creed Unity for the Xbox One.
Darren apologizes.
In advance. We will send you a code. Like I said, they've been patching it up. So just delete all your friends from your contact list in the game and you should be fine. Because apparently that is a glitch that is happening right now. If you have friends in the contact list, you can't play the game.
That actually kind of makes people like me happy. Because I have no friends on these things.
Fair enough.
You know, not on the PlayStation, on the Xbox. I just, like, I don't want to play with you people. I see you in person.
Oh, so those are our winners. We have a couple more prizes to give away. That'll be in the movie segment with Chad's random movie review. I understand he's picked a good one. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, more of the 50th episode of The Geek Cave continues. Hang around.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hey, Dave. Buzz time at the bar?
Ooh, buzz time at the bar.
Get out of the house. See why thousands play Buzz Time Poker each week at their favorite bar. To find a location near you, go to buzztime.com.
The Geek Cave Podcast, brought to you by Buzz Time. Great minds drink alike. Warning, the Geek Cave can at times contain mature language and immature humor.
And welcome back to the 50th episode of the Geek Cave Podcast. I'm Darren.
I have absolutely nothing to say that it can't be censored, so yay, it's Justin.
And I'm Chad.
Oh, I was going with an alliterative thing for our 50th, and I got to another F word. I'm like, no, I can't use that.
Yeah, you used your one.
I did?
Didn't you?
No.
I don't think so.
No, okay. You didn't.
Well, you can use that then.
Except you needed it 7 times for the alliterative.
That's true. I used my lot up for this year, I think.
And joining us via the Deep Cave satellite, oh love, is Michelle Quillen.
I have Ace Frehley makeup on right now.
Justin,
I'll be in my bunk.
Movies. Movies.
So, Dumb and Dumber 2 apparently is a thing that made money.
Yeah.
And so Zoolander 2 is now a thing that Ben Stiller is going to probably direct. And
of course.
Penelope Cruz has already apparently signed on to be a part of the cast.
I don't want
to
be a part of this world.
I still do. I'm okay with that. Will Ferrell is apparently also going to join in on the fun. And it just, I am amused that this is a thing that the stupid comedies of the 90s that were stupid then, but kind of heartwarming in a way, are now being turned into stupid comedies of the 2014s, you know, the 2010s, and are not warm-hearted in any way. Dumb and Dumber 2 is just mean and raunchy and terrible.
What I want is a Liar Liar sequel that follows the kid from the first one, now grown up, where he cannot tell the truth. He is forced to lie no matter what he does.
Wow. I would like to.
Still has the bowl haircut. Yeah, he still has the flowbee.
If that's the case, then I want to see him like promoted beyond anything.
Yeah.
It'd be like kind of a Blackadder Christmas Carol. Just turn the whole thing on its side.
Yeah. I want to see a Home Alone sequel, but it's the parents get left alone in the old age home.
Aww.
No.
Old age Home Alone. Geriatric Home Alone. Nursing Home Alone. Nursing Home Alone.
Nursing
there you
Home
go.
Alone.
Nursing Home Alone.
Nursing Home Alone.
Nursing Home Alone. Wow. I have no words for that. So, are you aware of the movie Dracula Untold? I think is the name of it.
Yes, I'm aware it's a thing.
To me.
aware that it's a thing. Okay, well, Universal has decided that they like their vast store of movie monsters so much. You know,
so
Dracula
much.
And Frankenstein and
the Wolfman and
so on and so forth, that they're going to make movies for all of them. They're going to give them a shared universe, and they're going to make them all action movies.
Oh, boy.
Instead of horror movies, because that's where the monies is. And it works so well for The Mummy and I, Frankenstein and Dracula.
Van Helsing.
Well, let's hope for the best.
I like the Spanish version of I, Frankenstein. Yo, Frankenstein.
It takes place in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Terrible.
See, I honestly think Universal doesn't know what to do with these characters. They because
I don't think they do. They did in the 30s.
Well, yeah. I think it was Guillermo del Toro did the remake of The Wolfman.
Mm-hmm.
That was brilliant. That was good. I was expecting to see new remakes of monster movies in that kind of genre vein, whatever. Nope. That was it. That was sad.
Well, you can't have too much of a good thing, because then people start expecting it of you.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway. So, the other day I saw a trailer for The Cobbler with Adam Sandler. And
cherry, peach, apple.
No.
Apple.
Shoemaker, cobbler, the type of cobbler.
Kind of leathery. Disgusting.
Yeah. The trailer seems to be trying to convince me that it's a comedy, but the subject matter of the trailer kind of makes me think that it's going to be a darker, more serious movie. The premise seems to be that a cobbler, Adam Sandler, upon using a particular machine in the shop's basement, is then given the ability to literally walk in another person's shoes, not just putting them on and going somewhere, but by putting them on actually becomes them, in a sense.
Ah, voodoo.
Honestly, it seems to have... It's this really weird tone, because obviously there's comedic potential in that, but the way that the tone goes of the trailer, you know, his mother is old, she's grieving, you know, the father's death, so on, so... And so I get this sense of like a rain over me kind of serious movie, which I happen to like. I'm cautiously optimistic about this, The Cobbler, because it seems that whenever Adam Sandler steps away from the stereotypical frat boy idiot roles that he is most famous for, I think his movies really do better.
Mm.
And they're not for everybody, certainly, but I like the serious ones.
Yeah.
So Project Almanac is a thing. Have you heard about this one?
No.
No?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Are the farmers involved?
There are not farmers involved. They're kids that build a time machine and do their best to reenact the worst parts of Back to the Future 2, as best as I can tell. It's been pushed back from its February release date. And watch the trailer. We'll put it on the cave so you can see it. It's kind of odd and weird. And it uses the whole found footage thing that I'm not entirely sold on, because I think that most of the time they use found footage, it's used incorrectly. But I'm mentioning it specifically because we do have a group of friends or a group of fans that like Michael Bay, and he's the one that's producing it. So found footage movie with apparently lots of explosions and time travel.
Nice.
Cowboy Ninja Viking.
I need a
Viking.
Drink.
What?
I need a drink.
A drink of what?
Anything if Michael Bay is involved. Gasoline, Everclear, I don't care. I need...
Wow. Really? See, I just discount it and go on with my day. I think you need some help. As your friend.
Yeah.
I really think you need to get some help.
Tracking him down and beating his ass?
No. Just... I don't think alcohol is the answer here, Justin. We love you. We don't want to see you hurt yourself.
I don't see an intervention banner here, buddy, okay? Let's just...
Because it's covered by the Relative Blues Band.
Hold on, so... I have a letter here.
Oh, that was glorious.
So, so Cowboy Ninja Viking is back to being a thing.
Cowboy
Ninja Viking.
As you do.
It's the story of an assassin with multiple personalities, and each personality has the skills of either a cowboy, a ninja, or a Viking. And now Chris Pratt has signed on to be the main character, Duncan, who apparently is not immortal, nor is he Scottish. I have no words for this. The idea is that in the great tradition of shadowy government things, you know, grabbing onto people in order to train them to do horrible things, they're not going with the smartest people like Ender's Game, and they're not going after the desperate people like, what did I say earlier today, Nikita.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're going after people with multiple personalities because then they can train each of these personalities to be some kind of wonderful assassin.
It's kind of like a 3-for-1 sale.
And I'm just really, I'm loving the idea of this guy going from, say, ninja to Viking in the same mission at some point, you know, very stealthily creeping along and then realizing that he doesn't have a battle axe and he needs to just run screaming into the into the building.
All for one and 3 for 5.
Daniel Brühl has joined the cast of Captain America Civil War, but we don't know what he's doing. We don't know who he's going to be. We don't know what it's about outside the title because everyone's assuming it's going to be about the comic book
Civil War, yeah.
Civil War, which I don't know what that is. As somebody who came into comics much, much later.
Sure.
And so I'm starting to wonder if Marvel and Disney, they aren't starting to edge the movies specifically toward the comic book fans instead of away from the comic book fans to the general audience, which is what they seem to do with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know, inching even deeper into comic-dom.
I would imagine that since they don't have the rights to half the characters that were in Civil War, they'll probably try to find a way to make it palatable to the mainstream fan who's only seen the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies.
Captain America goes back in time to the Civil War and has to kick some gray coat ass.
That is not what happens, but I would like to see that.
Only if he gets to fight Abraham Lincoln, who's also battling vampires at the time.
Yeah, I think
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, okay, Justin, I could see the wheels returning.
I'll get back to you.
So, Justin, do you have any movie and TV news?
Yes, I do.
Well, movie and or TV
and
news,
or
really.
TV news, yes. Okay, so when Lego Batman 2 came out, they released Lego Batman the movie. It was basically all the cutscenes redone, high def, blah 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 blah. It's enjoyable to watch on its own if you don't want to play through the game. My son loves it.
And we were just discussing earlier that the more games tend toward Hollywood, the less we'll need the game.
That's true. But this has started a new line of Lego Batman, Lego Justice League actual movies, not based on games or pre-existing stuff. I know they had some sort of short on Cartoon Network a while back about the Lego Justice League forming or whatever.
Yeah.
Coming in February of next year, we will see the release of Lego Justice League versus Bizarro League.
All right.
Bizarro, who was created by Lex Luthor's duplicating Ray, which went awry and created Bizarro.
As you do.
Gets a hold of it and creates Bizarro versions of the Justice League. So there's Bizarro Batman, Bizarro Wonder Woman, Bizarro Cyborg, Bizarro Guy Gardner.
Oh my God. Does that mean he's an upstanding citizen that you don't want to punch in the face?
He's really dumb.
Okay.
Like dumber than dumb.
So it's basically Guy Gardner.
Yeah, but, you know, worse.
It's like the evil version of Spock. It's just Spock.
It's just Spock just with a mustache Spock. Or a goatee. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be released on DVD and Blu-ray sometime in February. February 24th, actually, of next year. And you can buy, you can just, you know, get it, or you can get the deluxe version, which has a Bizarro Batman minifig.
A Bat-Zarro,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm half surprised that in these movies that they're releasing, they don't have a code on them that you can then, with Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham, is that what it's called?
Beyond Gotham, yeah.
Yeah.
That you can't input the code, and then you get a brand new...
They might.
Now you get Bizarro Batman that you can play in the game.
Yeah, they might.
Nice.
Let's see. Stars is in the works of having an original series, Ash versus the Evil Dead. 10 half-hour episodes starring Bruce Campbell as Ash.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't have.
I'm just imagining that. Just give me half a second to imagine that. because Bruce Campbell now does not look quite like Bruce Campbell then.
This is true. This is true.
I could have been worse.
What was that, Michelle?
Well, his face is way bigger. Like, faces just grow.
Yeah. Yeah, before too long, he's going to be like, was it MODOK?
Yeah. MODOK, yeah. Or Hector Hammond. Or Senior Bighead.
That's coming out in some Stars 2015. So, that's all I've got.
Yeah.
Darren, on to you.
Okay, well, Toy Story 4 is a thing, apparently. And I'm not really sure why that is a thing, but it is. John Lasseter is going to be returning to direct it. This is kind of a surprise, because Lasseter seems to be busy. He's CCO at Pixar, Walt Disney Studios, Disney Toon Studios, and the principal creative advisor for Walt Disney Imagineering. But screw that. He's doing Toy Story 4.
Yeah, Toy Story 4. The movie that all of us have asked for after the absolute tearjerker of Toy Story 3.
The ending
ripped
with
our insides out.
The ending with so much finality.
Yeah.
But
The ending of Toy Story 3 was a near-perfect metaphor for afterlife.
Well, Lasseter even said, hey, Toy Story 3 ended Woody and Buzz's story with Andy so perfectly for a long time we never even talked about doing another one. Then we wanted money. Then we just said, fuck it.
And then we said, you know what we need?
Yeah.
Green paper.
Green paper. Or even bitcoins. But they said they came up with a new idea, just couldn't stop thinking about it, and we have to make this movie. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen will be back as Woody and Buzz. And apparently, Rashida Jones and Will McCormick are going to be writing the script based on ideas by Lasseter, Andrew Stanton, Pete Docter, and Lee Unkirk. I know I mispronounced that. You may remember Rashida Jones.
He speaks without pauses.
Rashida Jones, she... Unkirk, yeah. She first kind of got on people's radar with Boston Public. She's a daughter of Quincy Jones, but she has a lot of talent. And Toy Story 4, set to arrive June 16, 2017. So that's something to look forward to. Star Wars, maybe. Star Wars Episode 7 has a subtitle, The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
Slowly. I thought the Force was awake. Luke used the Force.
Yeah, but then he took a nap and...
Yeah.
For like 30 years.
Well, it was a good nap.
It was a damn... Well, I don't think I ever saw him sleep during episodes 4, 5, and 6, so he probably needed it.
I think he passed out a couple times.
Okay.
Coma or whatnot.
Yeah. So that's a thing. Obviously...
That's how the movie starts. Luke wakes up from a coma.
Aww. Peanuts. Not the nuts that some people are allergic to, but the actual... comic strip by Charles Schulz. That is coming to theaters Christmas 2015. That's coming to theaters Christmas 2015. And it's going to be CGI by Blue Sky. I think those are the folks who did Ice Age. I'm pretty sure. So we got the trailer up on our website, dkpodcast.com, as well as the trailer for Cinderella, because apparently Disney is just taking all of their original princess movies and doing live-action versions, because why not?
Sure.
It prints money. And it actually looks better than Maleficent looked, so it might actually turn out to be a good one. I know a lot of people liked Maleficent. I didn't. It's just me personally. We got that trailer up as well, and Chris Hemsworth, Thor... is the sexiest man alive, according to People Magazine.
I thought you were going to say he's no longer worthy and is getting replaced in Thor 3 by some woman.
That happened in the comics. I don't know. I don't think that's... Thor 3 is Ragnarok, so maybe. I don't know. I don't know. We don't know anything about it. But, yeah, Chris Hemsworth, apparently, he pretty. So, People Magazine thinks so. I know that Stephen Amell is questioning their judgment, but... just find his Facebook page. You'll see what I mean. He posted a photo of his reaction to Chris Hemsworth being named Sexiest Man Alive, and it's pretty funny. That's all I have.
No, it's not. No, it's not. We have not had enough of a right rant today.
Oh my God.
And what so now? I would like to discuss one of the worst reviewed superhero movies.
Okay.
And it's inevitable reboot.
Uh-huh.
And the villain of said
reboot. Oh, yeah. I don't wanna. All right. So, Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four.
Flame on.
I really wish that were the subtitle.
Flame on, bitches!
Fantastic Four. We've covered this a little bit on DTPodcast.com about how a movie based on the first superhero team,
mm-hmm.
essentially, is being made by 20th Century Fox in an effort to keep the rights to the movie.
Technically, the first superhero team would be the Justice Society.
Well, as far as, like, okay, fair enough. Marvel's first superhero team.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There you go. Because whenever you ask Marvel about anything, they think they invented the comic book. So, if you guys didn't catch that, they had, like, a documentary on NBC about, like, you know, 50 years of Marvel, 75 years, or whatever it was. And it was like they invented everything. They invented the comic book. They invented superheroes. It was a little disturbing to watch.
I don't hear DC arguing with them.
That's because their claim's too stupid to argue with. But that being said,
I invented chestnuts.
Pretty much. See, how do you argue with that?
You can't.
Especially since he did.
Do you have nuts on your chest?
Makes it easier to reach when I'm bored.
God. He's doing it right now. He is doing it right now.
Okay, so talk to us about Dr. Doom.
Sucks. Sucks. He sucks. That's all I have to say.
Really?
No,
that's
it's
it?
Not.
Just
it's,
one word?
It's not all I have to say.
I am Groot.
I am Groot. How can you say that about Victor Von Doom, Prince of Latvia?
Yo soy Groot.
Yo soy Groot.
Ah! Oh, man.
Ich bin Groot.
Ich bin Groot. Anyway.
Ja som Groot.
First, we found out the Fantastic Four wouldn't even be based on the comics, which, you know, it's a comic
can
book
only
movie.
Make it better.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Fantastic Four. Then we found out the actors kind of hate superhero ideas in general, because that's who I want playing my superhero, someone who despises the whole idea.
Wasn't Michael B. Jordan in Chronicle?
Yes.
So he's already really played this character.
Yeah.
Now he just gets to add fire.
Yeah.
Cool.
But now, in order to make Dr. Doom more hip, I guess?
Is that and a with thing? It.
And with it. And down with the jitties. He's going to, instead of being the ruler of Latvia, Latveria. Yeah.
Thank you.
See, I don't really care about Fantastic Four.
I don't either.
Instead of being the
ruler.
I knew
it started with L.
You're the comic guru, so.
And I don't care about Fantastic Four.
Instead of being, well, it's getting canceled. The book is being canceled.
I know.
Probably in anticipation of the movie.
Yeah.
Instead of being the ruler of Latveria, he is. He's a blogger with the username...
From Latveria?
No. His name is Viktor Domashev, so I guess he's Russian. Because when you need a villain and you're lazy, you go with Russian.
Duh. Well, Russia is our enemy again.
I guess.
He didn't get that memo.
I didn't get the memo. But he's a blogger. He goes online, he whines about things... He hacks because I guess he's a member of Anonymous, and his username is Doom. That is Dr. Doom in the new Fantastic Four movie.
Well, bloggers do have an extraordinary amount of power. Look at how much change we've affected through the GeekCavePodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. I know. Every time we do an episode and we rant about something, it gets fixed.
Or changed, at least.
So
it's the power of the internet, bitches.
That is a line that is never going away.
No, it's not.
I'm so happy we wrote that way back when. But now it's just
wrote nothing. That was ad lib. That was just off the top of my head.
It was. That was Boutwell. That was Becky Boutwell for
whatever.
Yeah,
she moved away. She doesn't talk anymore. I claim ownership. Copyright expired. I bought it. It's mine now.
So you're saying that you don't agree with the direction of the Fantastic Four movie?
Play with your chestnuts. No, I don't agree with the direction of the Fantastic Four movie. I don't at all. I disagree with it. I think it is bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Are you going to hit it with a rolled up comic book?
If I have to, if that is what it takes.
I think you should find a thesaurus.
It is bad, terrible, ungood.
ungood. Yes. Yes, Darren, you tell them how ungood it is.
It is very... It makes me grumpy. There.
It makes... Mr. Cranky Pants.
It turns him into one of the seven dwarves. That's how angry it makes him.
Yes. It makes me dopey, if you will.
He doesn't look bashful.
He looks more like dopey, yeah.
It's the ears.
It's got to be the ears.
No, it's
either that or it's his giant head.
And the lack of facial hair.
Yeah, lack of facial hair.
I just go with, when I hear the words Fantastic Four movie, I kind of dry heave a little bit, yeah. I go vomit. I gag and vomit at the same time. I vomit.
Gavomit.
Gavomit. You know? Huh. So, there.
Interesting thing.
That is, you know, maybe we can get that trending on Twitter. Gavomit.
Sounds like Yiddish.
Oi. G-A-V-O-M-I-T. Hashtag that. Spread it around. Just like, you know.
Syphilis?
Just like syphilis. This movie will give you syphilis.
That has not yet been proven. The movie has not been released.
The Deep Cave is not a medical expert in any way, and medical advice should not be taken by the staff of the Deep Cave podcast. From the staff. Maybe by the staff, too. I'm not sure.
But it is about doctor.
It is about a doctor, so...
Hi, I'm Justin from the Geek Cave. I'm not a doctor, but I play one in the bedroom.
Wow.
Do you suffer from such ailments as clean gonorrhea?
Okay.
Chad very slowly reaches for the mouse. He's trying to steer us away.
Movies.
That went to a very uncomfortable place.
Can I?
Not for me.
Talk about the random movie I found?
Yes, you can, in fact. Kent?
And now, it's time for Chad Savage's Random Movie Review.
So, I was caught up between two thoughts since it's our 50th episode. Did I want to do something that was 50 years old and kind of tie that in? Or did I want to find something that came out around the same time as the very first episode?
Mm.
Episode 1. What was hot? What was on top? What was, you know, what were the movies that we really should have, you know, been reviewing had I been a member of this group back then?
We should have made you a member, but
everything got repaired.
Even on that first episode, I was just a guest.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
It was we were testing the waters. I was testing the waters. I didn't know if we were doing it, and it took me a year between episode 1 and 2. So probably
it took you an entire year to ask me out to this project. Just sitting at home waiting by my phone. Is he going to call? Is he going to call?
Yeah.
Continue with your review, please.
So, in September of 2009, when the first episode was recorded and released, pretty much the three movies that were out were Extract and Gamer and All About Steve. None of which I really wanted to watch.
Okay.
So, I went back and looked into August. And found the Final Destination sequel and Halloween 2 and
it wasn't a good
X Games 3D the movie. Then I decided that Inglourious Basterds was too good. And District 9 was too not good. Mm. So ultimately, I settled on one that it was actually made in 2008, but they couldn't find somebody to go ahead and publish it and distribute it until 2009. So today we will talk about I Sell the Dead.
Okay.
It's a thing.
All right.
I Sell the Dead, which probably the only person in it that anybody will recognize is Ron Perlman, who plays the Catholic friar who is coming to collect the final confession of a grave robber and murderer. At least that's what he's been convicted of. So that this cautionary tale, this particular confession, can then be used to teach and persuade other people to not become criminals.
Hmm.
This is all done, basically the guy's waiting to be executed. He's going to be guillotined. And he doesn't really want to tell his story. And then the guy brings out a bottle of whiskey. Like, well, for a bottle of whiskey, I'll certainly remember anything that you want to tell me. I'm not a murderer, though. Not a murderer. Nope. Grave robber? Oh, yes. Very good one. It's just a funny thing to me that somebody would take pride in that particular...
Find what you're good at and take pleasure in that.
There you
what
go.
Am I really good at? Digging holes and pulling people out of them.
Yeah.
I should have been a mine rescue worker. Nope. Grave robber. So, anyway, and it follows the story of the guy named Arthur, who's telling the story, and his partner, Willie. And they rob graves mostly at the beginning because they are being blackmailed by one of the doctors in the area who takes the bodies, dissects them, furthers medical science, as you do. Pretty much the same basic story as Burke and Hare at the beginning, except Burke and Hare turn to murder, and Grimes and Arthur Grimes and Blake, I guess, if I'm going to use last names, turn to grave robbing and just stay there.
Well, once you get into a career, it's hard to get out.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. Although Justin has done so successfully.
Yes, I have.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So.
I'm no longer selling it on the street. It's great.
Now you have to come to his house.
Uh-huh.
Now he sells it from the basement.
I'm an upstanding businessman. Thank you very much.
He is the one who yoinks.
Repeatedly.
So,
please continue.
One night they're digging up a body and they come across a corpse that has a stake in its chest and a garlic wreath around the neck.
Garlic and steak.
That
yeah,
does
I'm hungry
sound
now.
Delicious,
thanks.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I agree. Unfortunately, this is not the right kind of steak unless you're a termite. It was made of wood.
I've had some steaks that taste like wood.
I have too. That's why I don't order that at Applebee's anymore. So.
Oh, there goes that sponsorship.
I don't think we were ever in talks with Applebee's for a sponsorship.
And now we never will.
We can get it from Chili's.
There you go.
I love Chili's.
Anyway.
This Chili's plug brought to you by Chad Savage.
You know who else has good food? Buffalo Wild Wings.
You know why?
Buzz Time Trivia.
Yeah, Buzz Time Trivia there, yeah.
That's right.
If you go to a restaurant and they don't have Buzz Time Trivia, you slap them in the face and you leave.
Asian
zing
bitches.
Asian zing bitches.
Yeah.
Warning. Woo! Warning, do not actually slap someone in the face.
So they pull the steak out of the body, and they're getting ready to take the body, and the body comes back to life because, surprise, surprise, it's a vampire. And an actual vampire, not just pretending to be a vampire because it's a very superstitious shite of, really old Scotland.
Did this vampire sparkle in the sunlight?
I don't know. It didn't happen during the daytime.
Ah.
This happened at night,
because those aren't real vampires.
Which is apparently the correct time to dig up dead bodies.
At night, yeah.
Night.
So,
they get attacked. They manage to plunge the stake back into her chest, causing her to immediately go back to being dead-ish.
Deader.
Which then follows probably my favorite 20 seconds of any vampire movie ever, where they repeatedly remove the stake from her chest and watch her wake up and go, ah! And then stick it back in and she collapses. And just over and over again. It was like some kind of weird Mel Brooksian farce. It just... Dunk, 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 dunk.
Put it in, take it out. Put it in, take it out.
It's like a Polish sex manual. Repeat and repeat as necessary or possible.
Yep.
They realize what they have at their disposal here, and so they go ahead and take this body to the doctor that's been blackmailing him. The doctor then removes the stake and is killed. Mm. And so now... Not only are they no longer being blackmailed so they can make money on robbing graves, now they have a whole new set of people who want their services because they have discovered a knack for finding the undead. Vampires or zombies, or probably my favorite is an alien.
Of course.
They do a job and they're stopped by a rival body
God, there's
body
riot.
Stealing gang. They're, yeah. Ray
they're gangs.
Gang.
Oh my God.
The House of Murphy. And they're fighting over this alien body. And all of a sudden some lights shine and flash and then the body disappears. Because reasons,
yeah.
I guess. At this point in the movie, I was starting to understand why no one had picked this up for a year. Because some of it was just kind of stupid. Kinda.
Kinda.
I've definitely watched dumber movies, but this one was start. If it wasn't for the charisma of the person telling the story, it really would have just failed on all counts. So we keep going. They're stealing bodies, they're selling them, they're making money, and the friar gets really, really interested in this House of Murphy and wanting to know more about the run-ins with them. And so in the last half hour, we get kind of this story of who the House of Murphy is. They're, you know, another grave-robbing gang that was kind of family-based, which went with one of the best backstories for a villain ever. When he was young, he got a little toy, like a wind-up thing with a bird in a cage, and you wind it up and the bird sings. And you see him as a little boy, you know, playing with this and setting it down on the ground. And then all of a sudden his dad's boot stomps on it.
What?
And then you just see like the shadow of the dad like cocking his head and laughing. And so later on, then they show just a little bit later on, the boy found an actual chick and was playing with it and sets it down and the dad's boot comes and crushes the chick.
Oh my gosh.
And then the exact same scene as before where the dad cocks his head and laughs. And so then the boy has a rabbit, but in order to keep his dad from killing it, he kills the rabbit himself and eats it in front of his father.
What the hell?
I just saw the whole movie.
No, you just saw the flashback.
Oh my God.
And so they decide that they can set themselves up for life. There were these three crates. There was a shipwreck. And inside each of these crates was basically a type of zombie. And so they are going
because that's what you have on a boat.
Yep. And so they go to, and they end up in a fight with the House of Murphy. The House of Murphy is entirely killed. One of them gets the throat slit, and two of them are eaten by zombies, and the dad is never seen anyway, so you don't really,
right.
Don't really know. And so they all escape. A week later, the two of them are arrested. And Willie, the one not telling the story, is executed. Because it's hard to tell a story when you have lost your head.
Yeah, usually.
Or so it would seem. Because it turns out that the friar... Oh, spoilers. Turns out the friar is the dad and decides that he's going to kill the guy telling the story for letting his son die. And starts attacking. And then we see Willie, who has had his head cut off at the beginning of the movie, is now a zombie, carrying around his head by the hair and talking as though everything is just fine. And him breaking his partner out of jail and then talking about how, you know, we should turn you into a zombie. Yeah, it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Feeling hungry. Oh, it's not that kind of hunger. And then starts chasing after his own partner. Credits.
Nice.
Nice.
I'd give it a watch it with friends. Don't watch it by yourself. This needs other people to make fun of with it and to enjoy. It tonally, it hits that same kind of sweet spot as Hard Times or Grabbers, you know, the Irish movies, where it's not laugh out loud funny the whole time. It's not an American comedy, but it certainly is funnier than it probably should be.
All right.
Enjoy.
Nice. Thank you for that.
That's what I got.
You. Wonderful. All we have left is some giveaways.
Ooh. Yay!
Yes. Our in-studio guest has been following the podcast since day one. We don't know why. It really probably just comes down to boredom, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
She needed to fill up space on her iPod.
She needed to fill up space on her iPod. You looked at that and you're like, I can fit 20 more gig on here. I'm going to find some crap to download. And we were the first piece of crap that she found. So, and let's face it, between the three of us, we fill up space. We do fill up space. So, for being with us for 50 episodes, Rachel Grady not only gets honorary status as a DTK woman, she also gets Avatar The Last Airbender, season Woo! One.
She speaks!
She speaks!
Sort of.
We didn't give her a mic. Shirtosaurus provided us with another t-shirt to give away. This is a Venom t-shirt, solid black with Venom's face on it. You know, wear it to formal gatherings. KG May Garcia gets that one. So congratulations, everybody. And we will also notify you on Facebook. And if you don't claim your prize within a certain amount of time, we will repurpose it in random ways. You know, we might turn the t-shirts into sales. I don't know. We'll do
make
something
quilts out of them.
Out of them. There's only two t-shirts, but
I also noticed that thing.
And yes.
That thing, yeah. You didn't give it away.
I did not give it away.
So I can have that thing.
You can have the thing.
I get to keep the thing.
You get to keep the thing.
Everybody else get their stuff, but I get the thing.
You keep Benjamin Grimm, yes.
Oh, it is so clobbering time.
Oh. Well, Michelle, thank you very much for spending close to 2 hours with us.
You're welcome. I only had to sit in the sun, which is destroying me.
Oh, well, on the plus side, you got entertained.
We hope.
Yes, and I hopefully entertained myself.
at the very least, entertaining herself. That is the priority. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeepCave, Twitter @DeepCavePodcast. Don't forget to sign up for your free Audible trial, audibletrial.com/DeepCavePodcast. Check out our other sponsors, BuzzTime and Shirtosaurus. And, of course, DeepCavePodcast.com. You can find this and everything else related to DeepCavery. And don't forget to subscribe and like us on iTunes and Stitcher. I don't think have I forgotten anything? Have I got everybody? There's so many ways to get in contact with us. So
I'm going on vacation now, so I'll see you guys in 50 episodes.
All right, well, Justin's out of here. For Chad, for Kent the Sash Harris as well. Thanks for listening to DK Podcast. Join us for another 50 episodes, hopefully. And if not then, until we run out of crap to talk about.
Like that one, huh? You'll find even more shows on the GeekSpeakNetwork.com.
Please make a note of it.
The GeekSpeak Podcast Network.